Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Football Friday presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Charlestown. Every game, every bet for real sports fans in the wake of the Redskins preseason home opener last night. We're Grant and Danny welcoming you back on your flagship home for the Nats and the Caps. And speaking of the Nationals, they're back in action tonight. The Milwaukee Brewers, who are 2.5 back of Washington in the hunt for the wild card, are in town for a three-game series. And help could be on the way in the form of Max Scherzer, who joins us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Max, sounds like good news, man. You're feeling better. Tell us a little bit about just how that back's feeling today and how close you are.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm progressing in my on the program to get back, pitching in big leagues, and we got it under control, and just got to do. It's a process of trying to heal and strengthen at the same time.
Do you know when you're pitching yet?
No, I don't.
So it's probably not tomorrow, right? You would already know that.
Well, I mean, it's up to the trainers and doctors to make final calls on everything. So for me, that's their call, that's their decisions. And so that I'll follow their lead.
What do they need to see, basically, right? Is it just you going through a couple more workouts? Is it how you're recovering? What are the metrics here to decide when you're going to take the bump?
It's all about everything. It's day to day, what I feel and how I'm progressing through it. And I know that as soon as I'm good in their eyes, I'm back out there.
Max Scherzer on Grant and Danny. I'm going to throw him on hold real quick because his phone's breaking up just a little bit. I'm going to see if Dark and work on maybe just making it sound a little bit better, because a lot of content that Nats fans want right now that
Absolutely.
We'll get out of him, and an opportunity to talk to him that is fairly rare, obviously, but a platform that we've got every homestand all year long. We go on the mound with Max, and we look forward to this segment week in and week out with him. If you missed the news, he went and he had a throwing session, and they had Anibal Sanchez out there like with a boombox playing all the music, and it went really well. And you just heard him saying, what the trainers need to see. Max, you're on record, it sounds like, though, as to saying you have no interest, or maybe I won't put words in your mouth, but what you wouldn't want to do like a rehab assignment. You just want to pitch in the majors, right?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, every player never wants to have to do a rehab assignment or you just feel like it's just more days away from being a big league team and if you're ready to go. So, like I said, I made that known, but I'm also smart enough to realize you got to listen to the experts here.
On the mound with Max Scherzer, installed by FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Call 877-CALL-FUR for absolutely the best service at absolutely the best price. How frustrating has this process been? You mentioned it. You went back out there, thought you're okay, and then the recovery wasn't what you wanted all the way back in July. How annoying and irritating and frustrating has this process been?
It's really because it's a very unique injury. In the sense that I could be injured, actually throw at 100%, actually get into a game and make it worse, even though I could be throwing at normal velocity. So that's very, for me, that's very confusing to try to understand everything that's going on with the injury. Because, like I said, I can throw at 100%, get into a game, be throwing good velocity, and actually do damage. So really, this is an endurance thing. Getting back to 100% and having the pitch count be in a place where we can build it back up.
Max Scherzer on Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. Yeah, I think that's the one thing we've talked a lot about, to kind of go deeper into that for a second, is when you do come back, how would it work? I mean, I wouldn't want to be Davey going out there to get you off the mound after, 3 2/3 innings because you got to 60-some pitches. I mean, do you see it being like a real?
No, I do. No, I do see it being like that.
You do.
Right. You have to respect where I'm at and respect how this happened and some of the symptoms that I've had to deal with and where I've been. So, you know, for me, I'm very cognizant of that. I've definitely had a, as I replay everything that's happened over, say, the past 6 weeks, of trying to figure out exactly how to communicate everything I feel so that everybody knows what to do and how to handle it.
Any tweaks that you could see to kind of work around it? Or is it just now that you've had the rest, you can just be yourself and not have to worry about it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal here, is to go out there and just pitch, and you don't have to worry about it. So for me, like I said, I'm progressing in the right way. I feel good, through a good sim game. So now I'm just progressing to when I throw next.
You guys, as a club, were 19-13 in the time that you've been hurt without you, which is stunning. I mean, I would not have had that in the office pool, but a big reason for that was Joe Ross, who was having a real tough season, and Eric Fetty, who's been up and down at times. Both of them really stepped up huge. What are your thoughts on what those guys have provided and just trying to keep this team afloat until you got back?
Well, yeah, we know they're good pitchers, and maybe they, you're never as good as you are, and you're never as bad as you are. And I think they were hitting some skids through the season where, they weren't, everybody wants to pile on how bad, pitchers can pitch, but you're never as low as you quite as think you are. And obviously they were going to start pitching better, and they've gone out there and thrown some really, really good outings for us and provide depth into the bullpen so that, everybody's just going out there and you're getting consistent baseball. Because at the end of the day, starting pitching, that's the backbone of the team, going out there and just providing the stability for everybody to go out there and do their job. So they've really done a great job over the past 6 weeks. And so, hopefully they keep it going because we're going to need their starts as much as anybody else's.
Max Scherzer with us here on Grant and Danny. Max, the trend in the league right now is that every team is fielding a bunch of like 19 and 20 year olds to keep payroll down and maximize value that way. You guys aren't doing that, and it's actually a lot of fun watching these vets, watching guys like you and Howie Kendrick and Brian Dozier and Gerardo Parra, guys that have been around for a minute. It looks like it's, from the outside looking in, a lot of fun. Is that kind of the experience that you guys are having?
Yeah, we're having a good time. We got a good clubhouse vibe going, and we really feed off each other well. We got some really good personalities, and so we really gel together, really come together, and know what's going to take the win, and we're having a fun time doing it. And so everybody's got a good personality with it. It's really fitting in well, and I think that's why we're just playing good baseball.
Max, I should have looked this up before we had you on, but as far as an actual playoff race like this, in Washington, they've never had one because they've either not made the playoffs or they've run away with the division. When's the last time, like night in and night out in September, you were grinding your way into the postseason in your career?
I definitely remember there was a couple years in Detroit there where...
What was that like?
I don't know, because you play so many games, if you get caught up in trying to scoreboard watch the other team, you really get, like, I don't know, that just doesn't, this is not a good, like, vibe. You always worry about just how you're going to play. You just always worry about trying to win a series and then try, or if you can be lucky enough and try to sweep a team. When you play good baseball, the game just takes care of itself. The results take care of itself. The moment you start wishing, if we start wishing, hey, we can get a playoff at the Braves lose, like, no, I'd rather go to the park every single day knowing that, hey, we're going to win. If we win, we can get the playoffs. So, trying to scoreboard watch really in baseball, I'm sure it's great for a fan, but as for a player, when you're in the thick of the race, maybe until that last series where, it's literally, could be it, but not in the middle of August or much less September.
Max, Grant and I, and I think a lot of Nats fans have given Paul Menhart a lot of credit for helping guys like Joe Ross and Eric Fetty and some of the bullpen arms as well. What's his relationship like with you? And does he just say, hi, Max, do exactly what you did yesterday and just go let you do your thing?
Yeah, it's different.
I think we may have lost Max.
Too good a question.
Throw him on hold here. I liked where that was going, Danny. I really did. By the way, we'll get him back on in a second and see if we can figure out what happened. But the Scherzer Showdown is tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
So you and I are hosting that big event with Max. Registration's been open. It's actually at the Hamilton Live. And basically what happens is the opportunity to play fantasy football with Nationals players is there for people. And you get into these leagues by way of donating money to an amazing cause, which goes to the Nationals Youth Baseball Academy. And Scherzer has been instrumental in raising so much money for the Nats Youth Academy.
He and his wife, Scherzer, Erica, are so passionate about it. Yeah, it's awesome.
Over the years. I think we're getting him back on now. Real quick on Menhart. Sorry about that, Max.
No, that's okay. Yeah, just communicating different things I know that have worked for me in the past. And, you know, just allowing him to have eyes and ears on that as well. So, you know, as a major pitcher, I mean, you're your own best pitching coach, and you have to know how to receive and give instruction of what, hey, this is what's worked for me in the past. This is what I've seen. And I always help, you know, really make it a two-way street of trying to, you know, get information and give information of what makes you the best pitcher and best version of yourself.
All right, Max, the Scherzer Showdown. It's tomorrow. You got your fantasy prep done at all? Will you work on that in the morning before you come over? Danny and I are excited to come host again.
I'm sorry, say it one more time. I got bad service today. I don't know why.
It's all good. The Scherzer Showdown is tomorrow.
Yeah.
You got your fantasy lineup you filled out, ready to go for your draft?
We got you know, good clubhouse thing going. So I'm familiar with what's going on in the league, and I don't know where I'm picking yet, but when I do, I know who the players are. So we'll have a good time tomorrow.
By the way, he will never reveal a single trade secret. The competitiveness does not turn off. I'll tell you that right now. Max, love it, buddy. Let's look forward to seeing you tomorrow, man. Glad to hear good news.
All right. Thanks very much.
Yeah, let's see you back on the mound here real soon. There's Max Scherzer on the mound with Max, installed by FH Fur Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Electrical. Call 877-CALL-FUR for absolutely the best service at absolutely the best price. We'll listen to a little bit of Jay Gruden from yesterday, and we'll read and react to some of the things he's got to say next as we wrap things up on Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.